Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Joe Christopher, president of Oil America Group, which is a subsidiary of American Energy Production, which trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is AENP. Thanks for joining us today, Joe.
Well, thank you for having me.
Great. Now, getting right into it, start off by talking to us about the company doubling its gold claim by acquisition of Placer Gold Project.
Yes, we recently entered into the gold business, and we have claims, or we've entered into a letter of intent to acquire a patented piece of land, meaning actual ownership of land, which is a gold claim, as well as 8 Bureau of Land Management claims. That was back in October, and these are all in one location that have water rights and all the things necessary for mining. And in the process of mining, we are bringing the mining operation up to speed slowly. The mine had been out of business, out of operation for about 3 years, so there was some infrastructure work that had to be done on the equipment, the site itself, and then slowly we've been bringing that up. But in the process of doing that, and in the mining that we were doing, we were finding actually more gold than we were anticipating based on the assays that were done in the area on the mine itself and on the claim. So we are very optimistic about what this is going to be able to produce, and also given the price of gold and what it's doing, we decided that before we brought the mine completely up to fully operational standards, we had the opportunity to acquire some more claims around us, so that's what we did, because of the increased amount of gold that we were finding, we just felt it was prudent to do that.
Good, and so bring us up to speed on Dorado Gold operations.
Well, the Dorado Gold operation is in California. It's about 45 miles or 50 miles west of Redding, California, and it's north of a small mining town called Weaverville, California. It's up in what is known as the Trinity Alps in very northern California, more towards the center part of that northern part of California, part of the state. Very rugged, very hilly. Literally, when you leave Weaverville, you go for approximately 20 miles, 15 of which is on a Bureau of Land Management road, up into a wilderness area. And we are the highest privately owned property and operating mine in the area, up in the Trinity Mountains. The operation, like I say, consists of about 38.5 acres of patented land, which goes back to the 1880s, and the actual deed bears the name of Chester A. Arthur, which was President of the United States, and he was the one that authorized that. Now, the claim itself came with water rights that we can do with the water what we want. We can give it away, we can dam it up, we can take it out of the stream upstream, or we can take it out of the stream downstream. We can give it to our neighbors, or we can keep it for ourselves. So it's rather liberal on the water rights, and in that part of the country, that alone is very valuable. The land itself that we are in a letter of intent to purchase is, like I say, patented land, so we would actually become the owners of that land. This is all placer mining. This is mines. Placer mine is like a primordial riverbed. Even though the river or the stream may have changed directions and no longer runs through there, it built up, let's call it river gravel. Along wherever there was a turn in the stream and rock or sediment would settle, that's what was left behind. Now, that sediment is where your gold is found. And like I say, whenever you had a turn in the river, anywhere that the water slowed down, I'm talking 65 million years ago, that's where the gold was dropped. Now, originally, if you go back 65 million years ago, this was underwater. This was part of the seabed, and there were volcanoes in the area that were spewing out all sorts of minerals, part of which were gold in this particular area. There is some copper, silver, and plutonium in the area. And so all these we expect to find. Now, we did We had run in the area an assay where they took samplings around the property and across the Trinity 128 claims, which totaled up 100 yards and of material. Then we processed that material, and at the conclusion of that, we determined how much gold was found. And it was estimated that based on that assay, we were going to find approximately 3.61 ounces of gold per 100 yards of material. Now, that would vary. The closer you get to bedrock, you tend to find more gold. The further you get up above bedrock, you tend to find a little less. But on average, we ought to find that much at least. And we have been pleasantly surprised, and the material that we have been able to mine to this point, we have exceeded that. I'm not prepared to say how much, but that's part of the reason that we went out and started acquiring some of the other mines that were available in the area, because we were attracted to what we were seeing.
Well, sounds good. And so can you bring us up to speed on the company's oil operations?
Yes. This started out as a Texas oil and gas company. Primarily, we had three locations. One was in South Texas in a heavy oil formation called the Olmos. It's down near Hondo, Texas. It's about 1,500 acres, and there's 200 existing wells. I'm sorry, there's 180 existing wells. And then we have another location, two other locations, one about 1,000 acres and one with about 1,400 acres that's in the Barnett Shale. And then we have another location that's further out in the Marble Falls in the Eastland Comanche County, Texas. That's about 3,000 acres. All of these are currently producing oil fields, and we have producing gas wells or oil wells, depending on what formation we're producing out of. The market, obviously, revenues are down on oil, coming off of $147 a barrel down to today being around $72 a barrel. Revenues for the oil and gas operation are down. Gas has been as low as $3 a thousand, and it's slowly risen back up. Today it's at $5, but it's first time above $5 in quite some time. But we're thinking with the cold winter, we could see that rally higher. And so that ought to improve things, but that was part of why we became attracted to the gold mining operation, because oil has a tendency to do very well when you have a very strong economy. Now, when the economy subsides, you go through a bubble and it breaks and it creates stress on the economy. Typically, your government or governments will start deficit spending. Typically, that makes investors very nervous, and they will migrate to gold as an alternative to holding the dollar. And typically gold then rallies. So we saw this as an opportunity to sort of balance our portfolio so that when the economy is good, which is typically most of the time in the United States, oil does well. But when we have a problem with the economy, then gold tends to do well, and it makes up for some of the shortfalls in the oil and gas industry. So we saw that as a leveling of the playing field for us, which you typically don't see in an oil and gas industry.
Certainly. And so, yeah, talk about some of the market trends as far as oil and how well-positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, currently the company has restructured all of its debt, and it currently has no outstanding debt. Now, we do have your normal operating expenses, but we have no bank debt for the company itself. And so, well, the way we tell people is if you don't owe anybody any money, they can't put you out of business. And we have been very debt adverse. There's a lot of people out here that were not debt adverse, and they're having trouble. Now, as far as the oil industry right now and the way we're viewing it, we see this as an opportunity now to pick up reserves. In other words, there's a lot of people that are scrambling, trying to hang on to the acreage that they have. Well, they can't hang on to all of it, and they realize it, and so they're trying to liquidate some of their acreage to hang on to the rest of the acreage. Well, at that point in time, many times we can come in and acquire that acreage at a substantial reduction to what it was originally paid, and many times there will be existing oil wells on there. They may have been older, shallow wells, but if you produce those wells, you satisfy the contract, and you can hold that land as long as those wells produce. Whereas if you just bought raw land, bought the mineral rights, you typically have to produce that within 3 to 5 years. And right now, this is not the time to be drilling oil wells. It just doesn't pay, given the price of gas. It doesn't pay to drill a gas well, but right now is the time to try to pick up reserves in distressed companies. The reserves are good. They're viable. They're identifiable. And right now is the time to be acquiring it. So that's the approach we're taking to building reserves for the company so that when oil and gas does come back, when the economy comes back, we'll be prepared to take advantage of that.
Certainly. And so what are some of the specific factors that makes the company unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, I think here we're a small company that has a lot of experience in Texas. We were drilling in the last oil boom before we got to this oil boom. And we know the formations. We know where they pinch out or where they typically pinch out. We know a lot about just the minerals, particularly in the north central part of Texas and southern Texas. We just have a lot of history. That tends to separate us from the rest of the pack. And the other thing is we don't owe any money. And I can't stress how valuable that is. By not having to pay the banker every month, doesn't matter what your flows are. If you don't have the money, the banker's going to come and take what you do have. And by not having that hammer over you, that makes us very attractive.
Definitely. And so perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Joe, as well as that of some of the key management team at American Energy Production, as well as your experience with Oil America Group.
Well, Charles Bitters is the CEO for American Energy Production, and he has a long background. He's been in the oil and gas business since the 70s, and he's seen a lot there, and he has been active in oil and gas. He's been active in manufacturing of oil field equipment, so he has a good, broad base of experience in oil and gas, did a lot of trading in oil and gas pipe. So it's in his blood, and he has a lot of background with it. My background is a bit different. I came out of the banking industry and the securities industry. I got into oil and gas about 5 years ago, went back when the Barnett Shale and the beginnings of this run-up in oil and gas took place. And so my experience has been about 5 years, but my real experience is in banking and finance.
Great. And so what are some of the goals and objectives the management team hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Well, our objective right now is to maximize our gold operation. This is an area, gold is continuing to move up. I feel like today it's in a correction phase. We've had a tremendous run in the price of gold, and right now it is probably in the midst of its correction. We'll probably see it go a little lower and test some of its old highs, and if it bounces off of it, we'll probably see it move on up higher than 1,200 that it touched a few days ago. But we want to get out into California. Right now it's a little difficult in the operations of the mine due to the weather, the snow, and just it gets a bit harsh where we are, the altitude up in those mountains, and so it makes it difficult. But right now we want to focus on getting everything into place that we're going to need to mine, and probably end of January, midst of February, we'll start making a real move to get back out there and really ramping up the mining of gold. And that's our next big objective. Now, we're constantly looking here in Texas for oil and gas. These opportunities come, and we have positioned ourselves to take advantage of them. And that's so from both sides. We think the oil play is a little bit longer view of when we're going to see the real reward for that. But right now is the time, in the distress period of the oil patch, this is the time that you start making your commitments. The gold, it's already there. The price is there. It's just getting out there and mining it. And we feel like with the mining equipment that's there on site, and we all have it now in condition to operate, and we've done the infrastructure work that we need to do, it's ready to go. As soon as the weather permits, we'll be back out there in a big way.
Well, good. And so in terms of investors, do you think that the company's investment story and ultimately your upside potential are fully appreciated, understood by the investment community?
We have not gone out of our way trying to attract investment in the company because we were trying to get the company positioned. And right now I think we're in a pretty good position. Like I say, we don't owe any. We have no debt. We have a small amount of stock. I think we have 59 million shares outstanding as stock. The company has got good history. We've been around for a period of time, and I think now is, like I say, over the next 90 days, we're probably going to start getting people's attention, and we plan to capitalize on that, especially with the price of gold where it is and where we think it's going to go. And I think from an investment standpoint, if you're looking for a company that has some real opportunity, I think you might find one in ANEP right now.
Well, good. And so once again, joining us today is Joe Christopher, president of Oil America Group, which is a subsidiary of America Energy Production, where he is also the director. The company trades on the bulletin board. Ticker symbol is AENP, and it's currently trading at 7 cents a share. Now, before we conclude, Joe, what are some of the key reasons that AENP represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, like I say, we do not have that many shares outstanding. We do not have any debt. The management of the company has a large share of the stock that we own most of the company. So therefore, if this company moves, it's in our best interest so that we're perfectly aligned with our investors. We also are a company that's not going to want to issue a lot of stock unless we have a good, solid reason for doing it, because it's only going to dilute our interest as well as our stockholders' interest. So again, I think we're perfectly aligned with our stockholders right now, and with the potential in gold and the down-the-road potential in oil, I think we become a very attractive opportunity.
Well, great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your future progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today, Joe.
Well, I've enjoyed it, and thank you very much for allowing me on your show.
Anytime.